The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Good morning, everybody. It's Jordan Kimmel, and welcome back to Magna Investing. And I have to tell you, we have a great show today lined up, not only because of our guest that's coming on at the bottom of the hour, Judy Entswiler, one of the most positive thinkers, one of the most organized conference creators, and she's involved in some really interesting new ideas as well. We'll talk to Judy at the bottom of the hour. What I wanted to do for the rest of the hour is kind of catch up to what's going on right at this moment. I believe that there is a very interesting point in the market. And then secondly, I want to kind of go back a little bit in time. I was looking over some of the former guests that were on, and I honestly can't believe, I believe this is the seventh year I've been hosting the show already, and there's been some amazing guests already. What a world, what a dynamic market we have kind of lived through and worked through together. But what I want to talk about, you know, for the minute right here, and we have a lot of time to kind of discuss what's going on with Magnet. The top-ranked stocks are having one of the best years I have ever had. And very frankly, what the public seems to be stuck on, and this is not new, whether it's Greece, whether it's Spain, whether it's who knows what the heck it is, but we just finished the strongest first quarter of the stock market year in 14 years. People are still trying to figure out if this economy is stuck or if this economy is moving forward. And I just honestly can't believe the debate. Now, I ran into a guy lately. His business was really poor. And he was saying, look, you know what everyone's problem is? And I started listening, but I tuned him out in about 10 seconds. He started talking about Obama. He started talking about Congress. He started talking about, and then again, I didn't even hear the rest of them. I stopped him. I said, let me ask you a question. Do you think Derek Jeter thinks along these lines when he wakes up in the morning? Do you think for a minute CC Sabathia thinks about Congress for more than 10 seconds a day? The fact of the matter is those guys are in control of their own destiny. They're not complaining. They're not arguing with anyone. They're putting their own body, their own mind, their own physical self into peak operating situations so that they can control their destiny. Now, a lot of individuals are still going to turn around and blame their broker or blame their congressman or who knows what the heck they're thinking about. But what this whole show has been about is about empowering you to think a little different, to understand there is a bell curve, and a bell curve actually works on almost every measurable set as long as there's enough numbers. So what do I mean by that? The average height of trees, the average IQ of a human being, the average weight of a man alive, the average height, all of these things fit neatly in a bell curve, and there are 90% which come out as average. There's 5% which are always getting the media's attention, the criminals, the crooks, the aberrants, the companies going bankrupt. And then there's the right tip of the bell curve. And those companies are operating so different. Those companies are accelerating their revenue. They're accelerating their cash flow. They traded good multiples. They're actually showing a tremendous amount of price momentum. Now let me go to everybody's favorite name, everybody's favorite idea, everyone's, you know, talk of the town in the stock market. Do you think for a minute that the people at Apple Computer are complaining about Congress? No. They're busy actually doing something. So what I love to do is I love to kind of look at what's new, what's happening. I run my magnet screen every week, and I come across names I've never seen before. And guess what I do? I invest in them because they all have the same characteristics. They're rapidly, rapidly increasing their bottom line, their top line, their margins, their cash flow. And frankly, I look at these, I don't know what to call them, down in Washington, and I actually close my eyes and I laugh. And then it reminds me every once in a while that old movie Network, where the guy just sticks his head out of the window and screams, I'm mad as hell and I can't take it anymore. Well, I'm not that frustrated. I'm disappointed that people can't get past the starting line, but I want to show you what I cut out today for my kids. And I've got kids that are 17 and 15, and I believe, I hope, I knock on wood, they have a great future ahead of them. But the bottom line is I'm not sure for one second what the future does look like. I know it's going to be different than today. So let me just show you what I cut out for them. Every day in the Investor's Daily, and I've read this on the show a couple of times, on page 2 it's called Trends and Innovations. So while some people want to talk right now about Eastman Kodak, they want to talk about Polaroid, they want to talk about, you know, companies that had their heyday 40, 50 years ago and are struggling. Okay, let's move forward a little bit. Let's take a look at some headlines right now. New UAVs could fly for months. Nuclear-powered unmanned aerial vehicles could stay aloft for months now. New drone made by Northrop Grumman. By the way, I talked to you guys over a year or two ago about when they came out with the new drones the size of hummingbirds, which fly in and out of windows, go right through every room in the facility, and are shooting these pictures back to the U.S. government. I mean, this is unbelievable. Let me read you another one. 3D comes to operating rooms. In homes, 3D TVs are becoming common. Now, in England, it's the first hospital to use 3D technology to perform surgery. I mean, unbelievable. Now, years ago when I first wrote those articles on Intuitive Surgical, I mean, I had no idea the stock was going to go up 300 points from there. When I wrote the article on Priceline, about 4 or 5 years ago in Equities Magazine, I talked about a group that understood and got the internet right. I had no idea that Priceline would actually be doubling the performance of Apple. And that's true. Priceline has gone up twice as fast as Apple Computer. I had no idea those things would happen. All I knew is they captured my imagination because they were doing something right and they stood on the tip of the bell curve and they've continued to innovate and develop. But this is the one I think that has really got me today. Super Radiant Laser, designed at the Joint Institute for Laboratory Astrophysics, has now the potential of 1,000 times more stable than today's best lasers. And I can't even read the rest of the article because it's one paragraph. It uses 1 million rubidium atoms. I can't even read this stuff. But this is, in fact, where the future is going. And this is what I've actually been sharing with this group for years, that there is something called innovation. There are companies that show up out of nowhere. And I try not to make this show about the hot stock of the day and what you should buy, hold, or sell. And what I really want to ask the listeners here is to respond now, because I have to change some of the format here. I'm starting to get a little bit too busy, and I'm looking for some more feedback from the show. Should we change this to buy, hold, or sell? Should we really open up the phone lines, because we haven't done that for a couple of years? I have offered the first emailers a complimentary copy of my book. So I'm going to do that again. Don't be intimidated to call. My office is open. My office is available. But let me give you an email right now, and you should be able to spell Jordan Kimmel, or you should flip to another channel. Jordan Kimmel, the number 23, at gmail.com. And the first two folks to email will get a complimentary signed copy of my book. And if you're intimidated to send an email, again, flip the channel, folks, because we're getting a little bit too busy to help with the same kind of a message that we've shared, that there are, in fact, in every market, in every decade, a handful, a couple dozen names that are different. And if you get stuck in the mud and you're only in GE and you're only in, companies that had their heyday a century ago, a decade ago, or a generation ago, I can understand your frustration. Imagine for the moment, by the way, I'm trying to think of someone who's alive right now. Think about putting Joe Namath, one of my absolute heroes in life, putting him under the center and starting for the New York Jets right now. It'd be absurd. I mean, it actually sounds stupid, because it is, because Joe Namath had his heyday 50 years ago or 40 years ago, whatever that number is. Right now, the games remain the same, but the players are different. It's true in the stock market. It's true in every sport. It's true in entertainment. The fact is that if you're stuck with old names because they're familiar and you're not making any progress, or even worse, you're stuck in a sub-0% money market because you're afraid something bad is going to happen, all I can say is shame on you, and you have to be able to get beyond that, and you have to also understand that nobody, but nobody, knows the future. And once you recognize that, for some people that might scare you, for some people who are looking for the soothsayer, the guy who walks on water, the magician, the magical know-it-all, who doesn't exist, by the way, you're stuck. If instead you're willing to say, I'm going to use every tool in the toolbook, I'm going to isolate those companies that have the best chance of success, and I'm going to invest in them, and if they begin to work out, I'm going to hold them, and if they begin to falter, I'm going to sell them. And that means I'm going to make mistakes along the way, and I want to just remind you again, in today's Investors Daily, which I get no fee for selling their paper, on page B1, it reminds you, great article, you can have more losses than wins and still prosper. So I've been in the institutional world for years, where these clowns actually come up and they look at your win-loss ratio and they look at your volatility and they try to judge what kind of money manager you are, when those really aren't the most telling statistics. They're not the most telling way to figure out future success. It's not the most telling way to tell anything other than what happened in the past. So what I can say to you is, I am so pumped up. I'm so excited about this market. The thing that I don't understand is, I feel like I'm going into a auction where people are afraid to show up, and I continue to see one undervalued opportunity after another, and I can't figure out literally why people are afraid to get into the room. But I've been here long enough, I've done this long enough, I know that maybe it will be in about a year from now that people will come out of the woodworks. They'll say, wait, it looks like the sun's finally shining. Maybe it's time to invest, and the market is already 100% up over its 09 bottom. Magnet is the number one ranked screen in AAII now for 3 years, 5 years, something like number two for 10 years. Folks, this is a treat for me to do the show, but I hope you're getting something out of it, and I want to look for those emails. The first two emails at jordankimmel23@gmail.com. Get a complimentary book, and I'll be checking my email right after this break. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to come back with more Magnet Investing. Stick with us. I want to walk through a little bit of my last book, and we'll take it from there. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And I wanted to take a full segment here to go over some things that came out in my last book, The Magnet Method of Investing. It's actually the third one I've authored. This one comes from John Wiley. And what I did in the book, and this is, it's interesting because all of a sudden there's kind of a whole new dynamic, if you will, a whole new interest in one of the main points, which is the question that's asked, how much diversification is correct? How much is not enough? And what about asset allocation? And so the other night I was actually at a function. I met a great author, the guy who wrote Freakonomics and Super Freakonomics, and I actually love his messages and his thoughts. But he asked me, I have a lump sum amount of money. It's not the worst problem I've ever had. What do I do with it? Do I dollar cost average? Do I put it in all at once? And I'm going to meet with him because the answer is really depends on you. It depends on a lot, and there's a lot of emotion that goes into the market. The questions are, how badly do you feel when you're not invested and other people are making money? That drives people crazy, you know. How do you feel when you are invested and you're losing money? That's actually a worse feeling and a little bit harder to deal with, but those things happen and you have to actually have a plan on who you are and how you act. But I want to go back now to actually chapter one because I was venting a little bit in the first segment. I was thinking about things that really bother me and things that really, really bother me is this concept that the market is really easy and that you too can do it and basically anybody with a piece of software can blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? I'm not trying to discourage everybody. I'm trying to encourage everybody by making things a little bit more real and a little bit more understandable. So of two of the top investors to really ever walk the planet Earth, Bernard Baruch's quote came first in my book. And here's what he says. If you're ready to give up everything else, to study the whole history and the background of the market and all the principal companies whose stocks are on the board as carefully as a medical student studies anatomy, if you could do all that, and in addition, you have the cool nerves of a great gambler, the sixth sense of a clairvoyant, and the courage of a lion, you have a ghost of a chance. That's not the most encouraging thing I've ever heard, right? Well, it's actually meant to help you understand this market is really difficult, to help you understand, as I've talked about, almost nobody, and I don't think anybody actually, has ever won their first chess game. Imagine if you lose your first chess game and decide the game's either too hard or too complex or I don't want to learn. Well, shame on you, because it's a really fascinating game. Let me read another quote to you, and this comes out of Peter Lynch, and it, again, is as fascinating as you get. So here's what he says. Whatever method you use to pick stocks, your ultimate success or failure will depend on your ability to ignore the worries of the world long enough to allow your investments to succeed. It isn't the head, but it's the stomach that determines the fate of the stock picker. I mean, this is powerful, powerful stuff. And the whole point I bring out is that I have been around day traders, swing traders, high-frequency traders, and for some reason, even though some of these people are pretty smart, for some weird reason, people expect that they find a stock. And now let's say you're kind of a value, not a momentum, pure momentum player, but you find a stock and then you invest your money, and within seconds or minutes or hours, the expectation is everyone's going to come to the same conclusion you did, and the stock will start to run up basically right after you buy it. It's just foolish. Foolish is a kind word for it. So if instead you are able to find a company that was just maybe under the radar, it doesn't even have to be, it could be that big name, Apple Computer. There are a lot of people, by the way, that have lost a tremendous amount of money in Apple. Obviously not in this last run. But remember, Apple went from $80 or $60 down to $12, and it was considered going out of business. And only a decade ago, it was considered to be not really a viable company with a viable future. Their market share was too low. Their product wasn't selling enough. But the main thing is that what Peter Lynch, specifically going back to Peter Lynch, proved beyond any shadow of a doubt, the Fidelity Magellan Fund was the top-ranked fund under his leadership. But Fidelity proved through numbers that more people lost money in Fidelity than made money. And how is that possible? Because Fidelity was a no-load fund, and you're able to get in and out and in and out as often as you want without paying any commissions. So a lot of people sat there and watched and waited, and when the stock fund was on a roll, well, they invested in it. And when it started to pull back a little bit, they sold it. Took a little loss and then waited again for the fund to go on a roll, then they invested in it, then it pulled back a little bit, and they sold it and took a small loss. It sounds comical, but this is the way it actually worked. And what I've shared for you is I'm not telling anybody who's listening how to invest, what to invest in, or I even say in my book that for many investors, a simple no-load index fund is a good alternative. Why? Because it actually will probably beat the money market and bonds long term. And if you really are not adept and you're not really focused on the market, probably the biggest mistake is trying to guess which fund, whether the top performing, the worst performing, the this performing. It doesn't really matter. Maybe you should dollar cost average. But there is another group of people that can harness the market, that can actually biggest single profit center in the world is the market if you know how to handle it. But I go back to Bernard Baruch, I go back to Peter Lynch, and I basically say not everybody can do it and not everybody could possibly do it. What I wanted to look for is in the chapter where I finally introduce the magnet stock selection process, I actually really liked the quote, and I was kind of looking for it. I think it goes under, no, it's not really there either. But maybe you got to go find it. It's called the Magnet Method of Investing. Right now, it has some of the top endorsements of the United States, including the guys over at S&P, the guys who basically developed point and figure theory. David Darst, I saw on television yesterday, the chief investment strategist for Morgan Stanley Global Wealth Management Division. And the one I like the most is the endorsement that came from Aaron Brown, who is a senior risk manager for a $65 billion hedge fund, AQR, up in Greenwich, Connecticut. The country only wishes that Aaron was still the senior risk manager at Citibank or at Goldman Sachs, where he held both positions. Maybe the financial crisis wouldn't have played out exactly the same. But what the message here I'm trying to share with you folks is that this market is hard. If it wasn't, everybody would basically have a McLaren or a S600 or whatever, you know, fantasy car they wanted to have. But for some reason, they still make Hyundais, they still make Hondas, they still make Buicks, which are all good cars, not to knock any one of them. But the point is, not everybody gets rich in the market, because this is a difficult, hard thing. You have to spend the time, you've got to read the books, and you've got to gain experience. That's what the last 30 years of my life has been about. I'm going to give one more opportunity for folks to get a complimentary book right now. If you'd like a complimentary copy of Magnet Investing, the email is jordankimmel23@gmail.com. Signed copy. I'll pay for the posters, folks. I want to know who's out there. Quick on the dial, quick on the email, and also let me know if you have any particular questions. So jordankimmel23@gmail.com. Now, what we're going to do when we come back from the break, I have met Judy Ensweiler several years ago. She was running a very profitable, successful, kind of a positive message consulting firm, and then has gone on to create one after another tremendous conferences, the Financial Service Exchange, and a lot of friends, and she'll describe how actually innovation and relationships are shared over time. Relationships are built. We're looking forward to talking to Judy after this break. And then what we're going to do to wrap up the show, I'm going to actually show you exactly what Magnet is seeing right now. And I might even give out a name. I'm not sure about that yet. What we're going to do is we'll take a real quick break here right now. We're going to be back with Judy Ensweiler. We'll hear what is the Financial Service Exchange. Maybe you qualify actually for their next meetups. And we'll talk about it right after this quick break. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing after this.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
Okay, welcome back to Magna Investing. And I want to share right now, and we're going to look for Judy Enswaller to call, and she runs a great series of conference, the Financial Service Exchange Group. And what's funny is they run to the minute on time, and we're going to look for Judy to be on time with us right now. But let me kind of talk about something that I've encountered a lot, and this is just a fact of nature. And again, it goes back to this bell curve that I talk about quite a bit. You could have the greatest, greatest idea. You could have the greatest invention. It doesn't mean actually you're going to have a successful company, because having a successful company is really, really hard. So people will come up with a great idea. They figure out a better mousetrap. And one of the great quotes is that it's the fallacy that if you invent a greater mousetrap, the people beat a path to your door. You have to produce it right. You've got to sell it right. You've got to manufacture it right, and then you gotta distribute it right, then you gotta collect the payments right, you gotta keep the employees going, you gotta keep the marketing channels open. It's just not easy. So the point I get at is a lot of times you see a great business plan, and you see a great product, and you say, man, this is gonna be really, really successful, and my whole motto, my whole approach at Magnet has been, not to predict who's going to be successful, and also not to bet on the jockey. People use that expression often, I want to bet on the jockey. What I want to bet on is accelerating cash flow. What I want to bet on is somebody, something, somehow, where they're already winning, and they just maybe even better, just started to win. They went from operating losses to operating profits. And by the way, when that happens and Wall Street finds you, nobody knows how high is high, and that's probably, you should know, that's one of the most exciting times for a stock to make a gigantic run, because people don't know where it's possibly going to peak, and they want to kind of jump in and catch the move of it. So once a company becomes mature, and once actually the product is out there, and once they start to sell it, after a year or two, strangely enough, everything kind of tapers off and levels off, and you say, well, wait a second, this company's now selling like crazy, they're making money, why is the price lower than it was during the initial startup when they were hardly even selling anything? Well, because people will pay for the future. All of a sudden, when it becomes apparent and it's present, then you say, well, look, how much is it going to grow from here? So a lot of the enthusiasm will actually wear off and disappear. But I think that the key I get to, and the most important thing here, is that great plans are hard to execute, and oftentimes it leads to disappointment. Now, venture capitalists will say, well, I'll invest in 10 deals knowing flat out 6 of them are going to go absolutely bankrupt. Bankrupt, 6 of them, even if I'm really smart, that's the reality. 2 of them might break even, and I might actually be able to get my money out, but 2 of them could have such outsized gains that it pays for me to take this approach of kind of throwing 10 darts at a time, and they do all their homework, but there's not a venture capitalist alive that believes that half of their ideas are going to work or all of their ideas are going to work. So why would an investor be any better? Why would, with all the information, with all the knowledge and experience that the top venture capitalists have, and they're only expecting to get maybe 2 out of 10 right, why does the public feel any different? Well, people are very, very, I think, caught up in their ego. They're afraid to be wrong. They're afraid to raise their hand and answer a question and be wrong and be laughed at or anything of the like. So without having all the answers about how every individual acts, all we could say is that the market is hard. Finding startups is even harder. Finding people that you can trust is even harder, which is the series part. But there's one thing where things actually come crashing easy, and that's when I can see through public numbers that a company that has been doing 10 million and 10 million or 10 or 100 million in free cash flow are suddenly doing 150 million, and they're suddenly doing 180 million, and the margins are increasing. And then you find out, well, heck, they have a new product, or it's always something a little bit different, but that's always what captivates me and always intrigues me, and that's when the call gets made. And when I remind them I've been on CNBC and Fox and ABC 600 times, and I'm written up in journals, then the CEO wants to meet, wants to talk, wants to share. And that's when things actually get interesting. Now, by the way, you see what I mentioned? I don't call and say, what went wrong? What's your problem? Why are you losing money every year? What happened here? Because unfortunately, the CEO is going to lie. The CEO is going to tell you, well, everything's fine. It's going to be better next quarter. This is a one-time event. You know what? Nonsense. The fact is, I don't want to go into a dying tree and have some horticulturists come around and say, I could save your tree for you. I want a flowering plant. I want a stem that's strong. I want a root that's strong. I want bark that's getting stronger and bigger and bigger. And there's no excuses as to what's my problem, why is my problem, is it ever going to get any better? Because I think you're going to get a lot of lies. So I go back to my Magnet Investing book where I basically say, listen, it goes back to the thought, if you reach for the stars and you don't get all the stars, you're probably not going to end up with a handful of mud. Well, when you insist on the absolute best stocks in the whole market, what do I mean by best? Not that they have a cute name or not that they are well-known or anything like that. They're basically, to me, is all I'm trying to say is I want companies with the biggest accelerating revenues and cash flow and everything. If you're a business owner, you realize everything tends to take care of itself at that point. And as I'm clicking through my book, actually, I come across a chapter. I want to give some credit to somebody else. One of the terrific young men who was working for me helped me write a chapter. And what I asked him to do is to start with the first assumption, the first question, is what percentage of the world lives in America? And I asked my son yesterday as a reminder, because we were talking about things. And folks, what's the answer to that question? What percentage of the world lives in America? The answer is around 4%. And some people call that a rounding number. 4% of the entire world lives in America. That's astounding. It needs to be thought about for a little while, because while people are only focused right now on it, will China slow down or will Brazil slow down or speed up, you have countries and places all over the world where people are having a bacon, egg, cheese on a roll for the first time in their life. And just like the pioneers in America that were willing to work late and work hard and do whatever it took, that's what these people are doing. And they don't want to hear that the world is not fair, the world is not good. They will work and work and work so that their children can have a better life. And that's true in basically the other 96% of the world right now. They're all looking for more. Some people are talking about, imagine in China when X amount of people have their first car. Well, what about when X amount of Chinese have their third car and their fourth car, like we have here in America? What happens in not only Brazil, but what about the construction going on all around through Peru and Argentina? What about Georgia and Russia? And it goes on and on and on. And the fact is that I came up with a new idea, and I wrote an article. I sent it into Barron's, and I sent it into CNBC, and now I see a guy from Morgan Stanley talking about what I was talking about, and that's what I'm calling the myths. And so we all heard of the BRICS. I've shared with the guys at FSX this thing called MIFWIMBY, which we should spend some time on, and MIFWIMBY is money flows where it's treated best. And that's MIFWIMBY. But the myths are something brand new and something I thought about. And what the myths talk about is not the guys who are manufacturing and the China manufacturing, but actually the next four countries where consumerism is spreading and where they want to buy things that are made in America and they want exports from coming around. And what are those four companies? The MITs stand for Mexico, Indonesia, Turkey, and South Korea. And amazingly, I saw the guy on from Morgan Stanley, who I would like to say, number one, I think it's from Goldman, is definitely smarter than I am. So he doesn't have to steal my thunder. But he gets the point, too, that we here in America are constantly talking about the tapped-out American consumer, the guy who has no money, the guy who's behind on his mortgage. We don't talk about the fact that 40% of every household in America has no mortgage because those mortgages have been paid off already. 40% of every house in America has no mortgage on it whatsoever. Interesting, right? You don't hear that a lot from the people trying to spread fear and trying to win an election and trying to tell you how bad things are, but how well they can improve it. So what I have to say, folks, is we continue to hear more non-information than information. I was on CNBC just the other week, and I reminded them I really don't even care less about the next 3% correction. Obviously, the market has had an amazing run. It wanted to correct a little bit. There's money trying to buy in and flow in. There's money trying to get into this market that's frustrated because they got tapped out and scared out, and they're still trying to find their way in, even though the market is, yes, over 100% higher than the market low. And yes, by the way, those 201Ks that people were joking about and complaining about, the 401K is now a 501K if, in fact, you continue to invest through it, or even better, if you weren't dollar-cost averaging through a index fund, if you were actually reading and finding the magnet stock. So, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and wrap up. I hope Judy Entwistle is well. I know she's one of the most reliable, nicest people I know. Something must have come up for her. We'll reschedule her, and we'll talk more about FSX another day. What we'll do here is we'll take a quick break. I'll get a little water, and we'll wrap up the show after this quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing. And on the last segment here, what I'd love to do is I want to kind of catch you all the way up to where I am at this moment. Maybe even give you a little insight on what I think I see around the corner here. And again, I always lead by saying I don't know the future. I'm glad I don't know the future. That would scare me if I did. The main thing is that we can actually take a temperature of not only the market but the companies at any given time. We don't know what the future is, but we do know that a ball in motion stays in motion till it's acted on, and then that horrible expression, which I think is kind of goofy but funny, called the cockroach theory. And the cockroach theory in the stock market, they basically say if you have a company that exceeds earnings or a company has a problem, let's start with the problem first, you find a cockroach, bad earnings, bad, you know, key defection from a series of key executives, who knows what it is, margins decreasing, sales that don't go in, those cockroaches, when you see one, you start to tend to see more of them, okay? And the same thing happens when companies wildly exceed earnings and beat expectations and margins increase. Well, I don't think it's good. I don't think we're going to see too many apples again for our life, but when that stock gave a buy signal at 12 on the magnet system, and all of a sudden was $80 a share. Well, I thought at 80 it came off my system, not because the stock didn't look good, but it wasn't one of the most undervalued anymore either. Well, Magnet will continue to find the stocks that are leading, and what I want to share with you is that in the Magnet method of investing, which came out in 09, and it interestingly came out near the bottom of 09. So a lot of stock pickers, money managers are complaining that, well, since the market bottom, the market hasn't been quite right. It's been this, it's been that. It's been one complaint after another about why they didn't catch the move. Well, in the book, at the end of the book, we say, look, this is not a buy signal. This is not a recommendation. But here are the 40 stocks that rank up highest on Magnet at the moment. And longtime listeners, clients, and friends know or expect what would have happened, but in fact it did. These stocks are significantly, significantly running ahead of the market. And not only that, but the top 10 of them went up by almost a factor of four times the market speed. Now here's what's really interesting. I can't tell you, the further away from a stock market being selected, a stock being selected, it doesn't last forever. And like I said, even if I drafted Joe Namath as a rookie, it doesn't mean I'd still have him in the lineup. Things change, numbers change, production changes, and you put in a substitute. Well, We're getting ready right now to release two new funds, one public, one private, for folks to take advantage of not only Magnet, but the most trustworthy companies. And I have the list right in front of me. And guess what? A lot of the names, I could promise you you've never heard of most of the names. The stock this morning before the show started that I basically talked to my wife, they put the kids' money in. Folks, I could pretty much tell you, and I'm going to give you a big clue on the company, but I'm not going to tell you the name of it. And if you want to know the name, if you want a copy of the book, you actually have to email, folks. But here's what they do. They make dietary supplements, feed pigmentations, and antioxidants derived from microalgae for the health market. And that sounds pretty far out. What's undisputable is their revenue's gone from $6 million a quarter to $5 million to $6 million to $7 million. Their earnings have gone from 4 cents to 9 cents to 16 cents to 20 cents. Folks, this is the acceleration we're looking for. Yes, it's owned by some funds, but the whole float, only 1% is held by funds. The average daily volume, the size of the stock is too small for almost any fund manager to buy. But yes, there's very little debt. There's very high insider ownership. The up to down volume's high. I mean, everything I see on the stock, and I'm in the stock, obviously. I'm a shareholder. I don't know if I will be a shareholder in a year or 6 months or 2 years or even in 2 hours, folks. I actually put stocks in motion, and I hold them for as long as I possibly can, for as long as they either rank up on Magnet or don't go down in price. If a stock goes down in price heavy and just starts to go down on heavy volume, it's kind of like touching a stove. My hand comes off that so quickly. When I'm touching a hot stove, folks, I don't grip it and then start hugging it and then start licking it, folks. I run away from it. But if, in fact, I get that warm, fuzzy, good feeling, man, I'll stick with that forever, and I'll stick with it until I stop getting that feeling. And here's what you need to know. You only need two or three of these a decade. Not a year, not a month, not a day. Two or three a decade, so that you could actually start donating time and start donating money to causes that are meaningful for you. But you can't do that clipping coupons, especially when the interest rate on bonds is sub 1%. So they're showing right now, I'm looking on a TV screen right now, they're showing the new Google eyeglasses that let you interface with computers without touching them. Man, this world is accelerating in speed, and folks still want to talk about why Eastman Kodak didn't get the digital thing. Why didn't the buggy whip maker start making things for cars? Why didn't and you can go on and on and on, but the fact is the world will change, the world will never slow down, the world accelerating in change, and that gets people very nervous and very upset. But folks, if you had the Geiger counter to basically say of the 7,000 public companies, which one have the fastest growing revenue, which one has the fastest growing profit margins, which ones have the fastest growing cash flow, and they still trade at reasonable values, that's Magnet. That's what it's all about. So one more time, folks, I'm not trying to sell you books. I'm not trying to sell you money management service. The goal of the show is to help you become the best investor you possibly can. By the way, my largest holding, my largest personal holding, is a software company out of Israel that makes cloud computing software. And I can promise you, you've never heard of the company. I can promise you that. but it trades with relative strength, accelerating profits, and a very, very low valuation. And that's how I believe you make money. It's not how you need to believe. You need to believe whatever makes you get out of the money market and get engaged with the world. And I'm looking out right now. There's a blue sky. I don't see any of it falling down on my head. And I don't think the sky is going to fall on your head either anytime soon. So thanks for joining me on the show. Remind everybody that the links to the show, the for 6 or 7 now years, Jimmy Rogers, William O'Neill, Jim, who am I trying to think about? Michael Steinhardt. By the way, folks, Michael Steinhardt took a full hour to be on this show. He only had the highest return in the country of all time of any hedge fund manager in history. Go back and listen to what we were talking about, what Jimmy Rogers are talking about. And, folks, the beauty of this whole show, it's all in perpetuity. It's all in digital. And it's a pleasure to share the ideas with you in this kind of format. Folks, magnetinvesting.com. And JordanKimmel23@gmail.com. If you'd like a copy of the book, let me know. If I can help you in any way, let me know. And in the meantime, enjoy the Masters. Have a happy holiday. Enjoy your spring. And have a magnet week ahead. We'll see you soon. Take care. It's Jordan. Have a wonderful week ahead.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.